Hello again, and back where I left off, you were speaking of, oh, you mentioned Lauren's birthday, and gee, I sure forgot about that. Joe's been taking pretty much care of all our birthday greetings and stuff over there. I try to remember as many as I can, but it seems like it sure slips by over here. In fact, dates and times don't mean a heck of a lot, since there is no such thing except for by my watch. I know by what day it is by looking at my watch, and that's about it. But anyway, I'm hoping that Joe's keeping up with us on that. I also enjoyed your story telling Mom about Beth and her slips. I see Beth is still a little lady as usual, and she really worries about what clothes she should wear and everything. Going, I don't know. She's really going to be a problem when she grows up. She keeps that up. Going to be a clothes horse or something. Sounds like Joe's going to have her work cut out for her. Well, I think that's about all of my notes here. I got a tape from Wayne here about a week ago, and he finally got me in a mailing address for him. I didn't know where in the heck to send any mail for him. I knew he was in Saigon. That was about all, because one of my buddies had run into him down there. And anyway, he brought me up to date on what he's doing, and I'm sure he sent you a tape or will in the near future along the same lines. Speaking of that, I plan to send this tape of yours on down to Wayne, and in fact, in the future, I suggest that we do it this way. That saves you making two tapes, and since we both have recorders and everything, it makes it real handy for us to just pass on our info, and makes it real handy. So I'll pass this one on, and I certainly enjoyed the music on the other side. I played it, and sounded real good. And naturally, a professional type DJ there, and that, of course, improved the quality of it. And I think Wayne will enjoy the music too. I'm sure he doesn't have very many music tapes yet. And speaking of music tapes, Darwin, I was wondering if you could still send me that Tchaikovsky's sixth, is it? Pathetique? Or something along that line. You know, some good listening music there sometime. Sure appreciate it if you could. And I very much enjoyed your other tapes, all of them. I've played all three of your music tapes that I've got here now till I've almost worn them out. It's just about all the music we have sometimes. And so I've certainly been putting it to good use. We do have Armed Forces Radio, but a lot of their music is not too great. They have, they try and satisfy everybody, you know, and they play country, western, and hillbilly and stuff like that, along with some good music. So, so much of the time, I don't really care to listen to them. Although over here, beggars can't be choosers. We'll take whatever we can get. Well, a little bit about me now. We're up here at Chulai again. And we're working northwest of Chulai, about 15 miles or so, right on the edge of the mountains again. And we've jumped into a real beehive up here. First 3 days of action, we put in something like an average of 16 to 17 airstrikes a day. And VC everywhere. We had numerous contacts, sometimes three or four contacts going at one time. And it's been real exciting, needless to say. And we've got them on the run now. We've wiped out quite a few already, and the rest of them apparently are going to head for the high mountains and try and hide from us. And the good old paratroopers are just pressing right on in there. They, as usual, they're really giving them hell. And it looks like we'll be here for probably another couple weeks at least. From there, our plans are kind of unsettled, and we may be moving back south towards Duck Fall again. Or we may stay in this general area if the Marines, they're thinking about moving some Marines on up to help at the DMZ, and if so, we may fill some of their area in this general Chulai area. So I'll keep you up to date on that as we go along. But we're living pretty good now here at Chulai. We're back in the same quarters as those slides I showed you that you saw of the Hooches there. They have tin roofs and screen sides on them, and we have electricity and we have a refrigerator, so we're living pretty high on the hog right now. We even have regular piped in showers. They're not hot and cold, but it's the usual lukewarm. So no complaints there. And as usual, the food is good. We usually eat at the Marine Officers Club, which has very good food, and we certainly enjoy that. It's right on the beach, real picturesque and real nice. Like I keep saying, it's such a strange paradox here. Actually, here on the coast, and it's so beautiful, and the weather's really not all that bad. It's hot and humid, but really it's a very consistent weather. We don't have the floods and the bad storms and everything that you have back in the States. And sometimes it's pretty easy to forget right here that there's a war going on, but you step right outside your back door and there it is. In fact, here about a week ago, we had an A-4, a Navy jet. It crashed about 2 miles off the end of the runway, and by the time they could get to the bird, Charlie had been there and cut the pilot's head off, and they couldn't find it anywhere. That sounds pretty gruesome, but it's just amazing. It just goes to show you how close they are, and they're always there ready to get you if you don't keep your guard up. Here just about 3 weeks ago, George Buckner was flying around down his area. He'd been flying around for about 40 minutes, and all of a sudden he was out of gas. And he had taken a round in a fuel line, shot a hole in his fuel line, and it was at such a point that he couldn't get fuel to the engine, and so he had to crash land on a little sandbar down there by a river. And he called for help on the way down, and he had some helicopter gunships out there to protect him until they could get in there with a hook and pull the airplane out. And he wasn't hurt or anything and did a real fine job, actually. He did a very commendable job of crash landing it. So it was quite exciting, and so George had a war story to tell me. I see George every once in a while. Sometimes he comes up here and stays with us for a day or two. We really have a good time, you know, talking over the facking and all the different variable things we're doing over here. He just got back from R&R to Hawaii, and of course had a very delightful time seeing his wife, and they had a good time around the islands there. And of course I'm getting real anxious to go now, and it looks like Joe and I will probably be going in October instead of September. The quotas were all filled up for September, and so I'm hoping to get okayed for my R&R in October. So I guess that's when we'll be going. I sure would like to see the kids too, but of course that's pretty much of an impossibility on this type of situation. I guess we ought to be happy they're letting us do this anyway. It should be a real nice week's break from the war over here, and I know everybody that's ever gone said that it is a little expensive, but it's worth every penny of it. And right now, money isn't one of my problems. I'm saving just about everything because there's just no way to spend money over here. Well, I see my tape's gone once again. Again, I certainly enjoyed your tape, and hope to be hearing again from you soon. And I'll be keeping you up to date on what's going on over here. Right now, it's just more of the same, about all I can say. Bye-bye for now, and we'll see y'all later, okay?